Hi, this is Shahir, live from Online Educa Berlin, and the award ceremony for the OPAL initiative just ended, and I have Grania Konol with me. Congratulations on behalf of the winners. Would you like to tell us who is the one of the awardees tonight and what's next for this institute?
Sure. I'm very delighted to have accepted the award on behalf of ISKME, which is the Institute for Knowledge Management in Education, who've been doing absolutely fantastic work in terms of promoting OER and open educational practices. We're very excited about these awards. We've had some excellent winners here today, and we really hope that we can continue and make this an annual event in terms of recognising the fantastic work that's going on across the world in terms of OER.
Thank you very much for your time, and all the best for that. Thank you, Grania.
You're welcome.
And I have with me now another person who got the award. Congratulations on that. Would you tell us who you are and for which institution you got the award?
Yeah, my name is Eleftheria Tsourlidaki. It's a hard one. I'm from Greece. I work with Ellino-Germanική Αγωγή, the research and development department of a private school, and I'm representing the Consortium of Open Science Resources. We are 20 partners. Among us, we have several science museums and science centers all over Europe, technical partners, networks like Menon, Excite is our coordinator, and Ellino-Germanική Αγωγή, who is also a partner, is basically focused on the pedagogical aspect and the creation of content.
So what does this award bring to you? What will you, I mean, it's really important, and what's next, what's the future now that you have this award?
Well, as I said, this award is coming almost at the end of the project. So this is the best acknowledgement and the best certification that we're actually doing a good job. So the aim now is to continue this work, even without funding, do the best we can out of it, continue with our training workshops, continue using the open science resources, disseminating to the people, and try to make the best out of it in any way we can.
We wish you all the best with that, and congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
I'm now with Anna Comas Quinn from the Open University. Congratulations, you also got an award. Would you tell us for which program or institute you got it, and what does this mean for you in the future? What is next?
Yes, we got highly commended in the learning context category. The project is LORO, Languages Open Resources Online, from the Department of Languages at the Open University in the UK. I think what this award means is a validation of the work that we have been doing, recognition that it is a good project, and I think it just spares us to continue to incorporate and embed openness and open practices in the teaching practice of our tutors.
That sounds really great. All the best for you in the next steps, and congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
And I move on with another winner tonight. Would you tell us who you are and for which institute you won the award?
Okay, I'm on behalf of Professor Savitri Singh from Acharya Narendra Dev College, New Delhi. And Savitri has done a commendable job, and this is really worth her effort, and not only motivates her and her staff, but it motivates the other universities and institutes in India and abroad to achieve this, look for achievement in the next years to come. And work goes on. I think Savitri will keep doing her best and keep achieving. I hope next year too she gets into something more.
Well done to everyone for this job, and congratulations again. All the best for the future.
Thank you very much.